Radio.
Sometimes I think circumstances can push us over the edge. Things are going great for us until we're suddenly stricken by a serious illness or a bad accident or some misfortune, and then it seems as though life becomes burdensome. We may start to question whether God really cares for us. We may even wonder what we have done that has caused him to single us out specifically for some sort of punishment. In these situations, even the most best of us can lose our perspective, and we may even get mad at God and cry out, "What are you trying to do to me? Why have you left me alone?" If you look at our first reading this afternoon, Tobit and his daughter-in-law Sarah are certainly among the best. Both loved God with all their heart, and yet both met with terrible suffering. Tobit went blind for 4 years, and Sarah lost 7 husbands in a row to demonic attacks. Not only that, they were misunderstood and ridiculed by members of their own households. They had pretty good reasons, I think, to dissolve into self-pity if they wanted to. However, neither of them did. Neither of them blamed their problems on God. Both began their prayers by praising and blessing him, thanking him for his righteousness. Their hearts weren't bitter, and they sought to be delivered from this world only because they wanted so much to be with God. They were more interested in God's will than in their own healing. Nevertheless, as we know, they were both healed anyway. I think that the story of Tobit and Sarah can help us when we face our own misfortunes. Whenever trials or difficulties come our way, it's our response that makes all the difference to them. Like these two Old Testament heroes, we need to turn to God for help and grace. Like them, our first step should always be to worship God, simply thanking him for who he is and what he's already done for each one of us. Then, having established our faith in him, we can humbly ask for his help, knowing that whatever he does for us will always bring us closer to him. Every day, we can cast our cares onto God, confident that he will care for us. Loving Father, rather than asking why us, we want to thank you for your greatness and majesty. We want to entrust our burdens to your care, knowing that you have a perfect plan for our lives. Amen.
Radio.org.au